Part 3, Maximizing Your EV Experience. Understanding seasonal range variations. Temperature affects all batteries, including the one in your EV. During extreme heat or cold, the battery can be negatively impacted, affecting its performance and efficiency. Lithium-ion batteries are happiest between 15 to 25 degrees Celsius. While your EV can still handle extreme weather, don't be surprised if charging speeds slow down or its range decreases during hot or freezing temperatures. The advertised automaker electric range can be impacted by the seasons. In the summer, 100% range can be expected, but will depend on cargo weight, auxiliary electronics, and how much air conditioning is being used. In the fall, 120% range can be expected, but will depend on variable temperatures, where it may be possible to exceed the advertised range. In the winter, 80% range can be expected, but will depend on the severity of low temperatures and how much cabin heat is being used. And in the spring, 120% range can be expected, where it is possible to exceed the advertised range with variable temperatures. Maximizing your EV's range in the cold. All vehicles, gas or electric, use more energy in cold temperatures. While gas-powered vehicles must refuel more often, EVs can lose nearly 30% of their range in extreme circumstances. But don't panic. There are a few clever tricks to help you navigate the cold and keep your range in check. Precondition your battery and cabin while your vehicle is plugged in. Use steering wheel and seat warmers instead of cabin heat. Slow down. It's safer and you can increase your range. And charge your vehicle indoors. Precondition your EV. If you're cold, it's cold. Preconditioning is your vehicle's way of preparing for cold temperatures. There are two types. The first, battery preconditioning, heats your battery to the ideal temperature to ensure safe and faster charging. It's a proven way to maintain the optimal performance and lifetime of your EV's battery. When an EV accepts a charge outside of its ideal temperature range, it can accelerate battery wear and lose capacity over time. The second is cabin preconditioning, involving heating or cooling an EV's interior. Unlike internal combustion engines, EVs do not have enough waste heat to cycle into the cabin. Getting the vehicle interior to a comfortable temperature will therefore draw a significant amount of energy. Preconditioning your cabin during a charge guarantees that your battery's energy remains untouched, since the energy is sourced directly from the power grid. Most EVs have a preconditioning function that you can schedule to automatically warm or cool the battery and cabin from the power grid. Please refer to your instruction manual for detailed instructions on preconditioning. Did you know? Certain EVs are equipped with heat pumps that capture and retain battery heat. If your EV has one, you could save up to 10% of your range in cold weather. Maximizing your EV's range in the heat. Extreme temperatures of 35 degrees Celsius and above can reduce your EV's range as the battery works overtime to stay cool. With a few simple adjustments, you can keep your EV cruising comfortably, even in high temperatures. You can lower the air conditioning and recirculate the air, aim for up to 80% charge to minimize battery strain, avoid aggressive acceleration, and park indoors or in the shade. Planning a road trip. Road tripping in an EV is getting easier by the day, with newer models boasting average ranges of more than 450 kilometers and a rapidly growing network of public chargers. Running out of power is becoming a concern of the past. Like any great adventure, a successful EV road trip will rely on smart planning and foresight. And in the end, your extra effort will be worth the savings. Did you know driving from Moncton to Halifax costs nearly 3 times less in an EV? Mapping the ideal route. The key to a smooth journey in your EV is to start by planning your route. For a successful EV road trip, you should utilize fast chargers. Have a backup plan with alternative charging stations. Be prepared for longer wait times at charging stations during peak tourism periods. Thankfully, several apps can make your journey even easier, with a better route planner being a favorite in the EV community. When using this app, you should first input your destination, your vehicle's make and model, current state of charge, and the charge level you'd like to have upon arrival. And second, customize the number of stops based on your preference for fewer but longer stops, multiple stops, or the fastest arrival time. Once your route is set, you'll have all your charging needs planned out, including where and how long you'll need to stop. You'll also be informed about nearby amenities to pass the time, whether it's grabbing a bite to eat, using the restroom, or visiting a tourist attraction. If you prefer, your EV may have trip planning features embedded in its navigation system. Check your vehicle's instruction manual to learn more. Traveling across borders. If you're traveling to another province or country, do some research and get comfortable with different charging apps. By downloading them and entering your details ahead of time, you won't have to rely on weak Wi-Fi connections on the road. Tips for long journeys. As always, practicing good driving habits can significantly impact your experience, especially on long journeys. Understanding your EV's advertised range. Aim to arrive at public chargers with around 20% of your range remaining. This extra buffer helps account for unexpected external factors. Reduce your speed. Cruising within the speed limit isn't just for safety. It's a win for your battery, too. Slow and steady wins the race. Accelerate smoothly. Easing into acceleration optimizes battery performance and prolongs your tire life. Make use of regenerative braking. Depending on your vehicle's specifications, you can slow down simply by easing off the pedal, allowing the vehicle to capture energy and recharge the battery. Once you experience it, you'll likely wonder how you ever drove without this feature. Use cruise control. Meet your new best friend, cruise control. It's perfect for maintaining a steady speed and preserving battery life. Pack light. The less you pack, the less energy you burn. Always bring your level 1 charger, too. You never know when it'll save the day. Check your tire pressure. Keep your tires pumped up to the recommended levels. It's a simple way to avoid friction, wear, and range reduction. Monitor your cabin temperature. Climate control equals battery control. Recirculate air and use seat warmers or eco-climate settings. Stay comfy, but keep it efficient. Aerodynamics. Need to take extra gear? Go for rear-mounted carriers to minimize wind drag. Your EV and your range will thank you. Towing. Yes, it's true. Towing a heavy load can cut your range by almost half, so check your vehicle's towing capacity, plan accordingly, and charge up often.